Sandberg's back from Mexico. Did you cause an international incident?
I didn't, actually.
Did you have fun?
I had the best time. It was the best trip.
I had plenty of attitude from Cody. I don't need attitude on
you. No attitude from me. I highly recommend. Can I tell you, we stayed at the Hyatt Ziva in Cancun, which I know sounds very like 1992, but it's a brand new hotel and everybody should go there.
Why is it called the Ziva?
I don't know. It's just their like resort.
Z-I-V-A?
Yeah. There's a like. There's one in, I think, Playa del Carmen. They have a couple of them.
And are you doing this as a free commercial because this is Paola?
No Paola. Oh. It was the best. In the bathroom, they have double sinks. So that way, if you have separate sink etiquette as your partner, there's... It's
when like, I talked to you, this was messy, like the thing you were the most excited about.
When we walked in the room, I'm like, double sinks. So yeah, that's really important to me.
Right.
Because it's new, the air conditioning works really well. So your room actually gets cold and you can blow dry your hair without sweating. You know, sometimes that's a problem in the warmer climates.
This seems like a great reason to go to Cancun. Your own sink and a blow dryer.
Hotel amenities are very important.
Yeah, like, and you feel like you actually get clean. It was the rooms were really quiet. The food was
well. What did
really
you do? Did you go to a beach or anything?
Oh, I sat at the pool. We sat every
morning.
Did
Pat go with you or did you lose him?
Oh, no.
Did you lose him?
We would sleep in and then we would go pick out chairs. Another thing that's nice about this is it's a late waking up crowd, so you don't have to get up at like 7 a.m. to get a chair because I can't stand that.
That's a rough deal. When you got to go down and put your claiming towel on the chair.
And there's unlimited towels. Nobody was like saying you can only get two towels at once at the pool, like with a card. And nobody made me wear an icky plastic bracelet around my wrist because I never liked that. Because thanks for this neon green thing that clashes with my dress later on in the evening.
Or your bathing suit.
Yeah, I don't like that. So
you know, when we were at Disney, you could pick the color of your bracelet. You could have color coordinated.
Okay, well, at least there's that. But there was no bracelet.
Yeah.
We would go to breakfast, then we'd come back and hang out at the pool, do a little reading, chit-chatting, making fun of people.
Made some fans?
No, we didn't make any friends. We didn't talk to anybody. I'm not there to make friends.
I gotta tell you, Pat and Sandberg sound like fun couple, don't they? Aren't they the fun couple?
Their vacation. They're trying to chill. They're trying to Netflix and chill.
One of the staff members kept saying to Pat, the guy, he's in his spot. He's always in his spot because we didn't move. Like, I guess we didn't do enough in his eyes. But then we would go to the gym in the afternoon at like 4.
Did you parasail? Any kind of funny?
No, we didn't do any activity. Sorry. I'm not that fun, really.
Did you go to Cozumel?
No. Why?
Did you buy chicken?
Well, because you're in Cancun and it's right there.
I know. We could see it. It's like, hey there, guys.
They can see Cozumel from their chairs.
No, we slept. We ate. We did a little working out. We played golf one day, which was really fun. It was fabulous.
What was the temperature? Because it was
80 and sunny. It was so beautiful. And there was like no humidity. It was... People should go there.
But look at it this way. You could have been here. It was only 10 degrees cooler, and you could have had all your own stuff.
I know. But you know what? We brought 98 pounds worth of stuff. I know that from our suitcases. And I used actually like...
All of it.
Yeah, almost 10% of it didn't get used, which was great. Because I bring all my own hair products and stuff because I can't be using other people's things. The food was good. I need help from listeners, though.
You need help from more than listeners.
I have a Tumi bag, a suitcase.
Tumi? Or Mike Tumi?
Yeah, it's a big one. And it's not that old, but the telescoping handle won't retract easily right now. And so I was just going to buy a new bag.
WD-40.
Well, I tried it.
Save it,
it
for
work.
Lou on Friday.
No, I wanted Tumi repair. Has anyone used Tumi repair? Because a new bag is going to be like $900, and I want to know if the repair is like $100.
There's not a site called Tumi repair. You're asking.
You can send it to Tumi and they'll do it. I want to know if anyone's done it. If it's going to cost me $400, I'll just buy a new one. You know, so if
Yelp lines are open.
Yeah.
At 312-981-7200.
Tumi repair service. I would like to know.
Are you bitter that you're back?
You know what? It was such an amazing trip. And then we came home this weekend and played golf. We played with some friends at North Shore yesterday. We have very nice friends.
I like how you describe an amazing trip. I had my own sink.
I didn't have to talk to anybody.
I didn't have to talk to anybody. I put a towel on
the chair. Oh, and the chips in the room, they put these potato chips in the, what do you call it? The
mini bar.
Mini bar. And they were the best potato chips I've ever eaten. So every night I'd come back to the room after dinner and eat these chips in bed. That's my big indulgence.
Hey, it's your vacation. You should eat chips in bed.
You know, everything you've described, you don't have to fly to Cancun for.
I know.
Where else could she buy chiclets on the beach, though?
Did you sign up for a timeshare at the airport?
No.
Did you get your hair braided by someone on the beach?
Did Pat get his hair braided?
Yeah, Pat did.
All right, well, we're glad you're back. The big story is, or big story, no, the actual news next on 720 WGN. Producer Sandberg back from her vacation in Mexico with her husband, Pat. That's, of course, Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet. And we ran out of time earlier. Is there any other Mexican details we didn't know?
Well, on the way to the airport, he gave me a hard time because as we were pulling out of our neighborhood, here we're leaving for a trip, and it's very exciting. There was an APT truck at the end of our street, which every other day there's an APT truck in our neighborhood. And when we came around the back end of it, there was two brand new eggshell colored pedestal washer and dryer, shiny, sitting right behind the truck. My neighbors were getting new washer and dryer.
And you guys thought you'd steal them?
No, but I was like, oh my God, look at that. And he's like, we're going to Mexico. You're getting all excited about a washer and dryer that they were beautiful and the sun was shining. I do a lot of laundry, so I really like.
And the eggshell coloring was great.
Oh, it was so pretty. And they were the pedestal ones that had the drawers underneath, so like you don't have to bend over.
You know what I used to do when I was a kid? I used to do my homework on top of the washer.
That's not normal.
Because.
Okay, that is weird.
Because here's why. There was a stool that was a perfect height, and I'd do the homework on top of the washer because it would drown out the noise from the rest of the house. A small house, and it was noisy.
Huh. That's still different, I think.
Hold on. You're judging me?
I know. Sorry.
Miss, I go to Mexico, and I'm excited about my my sink.
I thought you were going to say, can we stay and watch him install them?
Oh, I was like, I'm going to have to ask her how they look in the laundry room, though. I am going to. But let's see. Is there anything to tell you about Mexico?
Are there these neighbors you like?
I do like them. I mean, I'm not super friendly.
So it wouldn't be weird. It wouldn't be weird if you suddenly went up, knocked on the door, and go, "I'd like to go into your laundry room."
It would for sure be weird. So, but if you could just, when you come around that aft truck and you saw them shining in the sun, they were like really beautiful machines.
It sounds very exciting.
You could actually go to APT and see a whole bunch more.
I could see a whole bunch. Yeah, there's. I have two laundry rooms too, so I need to go to APT and get two sets of washers and dryers.
Wait, two laundry rooms?
What do you mean you have two laundry rooms?
We have. So we live in a ranch house, and there's a full
with the
Cartwrights. And there was a laundry room in the basement, but the person that lived there before. Struggled with the stairs or something, so they changed a fifth bedroom into a laundry room. So when we went and looked at this house, I was like, there are two laundry rooms. This is my house because I can do laundry.
Hold on a second. Why is that a good thing to have laundry rooms up or down?
There's never a piece of dirty laundry in my house.
But
ever.
Do you have two washers and dryers?
Oh, yeah. Upstairs?
What?
Yeah, in the laundry room upstairs, there's a stackable washer.
Where do you
and dryer.
Put the quarters? You put them in, like, is there a slider?
And then the basement, those are where the Cadillac washers are, where I can do, like, bigger things, like towels and blankets and, that type of thing.
All right, I'll say.
Have you thought about taking in laundry from other people?
Have you thought about making one room an office?
Yeah.
I know. We do have an office, too.
Yeah, but, if you like to do laundry, you should start doing that. Do everyone else's.
I should clear. I don't really like doing the laundry. I don't like dirty clothes in the house, ever.
Yeah. Mary, what part of this do you not understand? There's four laundry machines in the house. It's just like everyone else's house.
So when we landed on Friday, we got home, and we were getting pizza from Barnaby's. And I asked Pat, can you go grab it? Because I want to get... He goes, I know, start on the laundry. You know, it's like...
Hey, at least Pat never has to turn to her and say, woman, that laundry isn't going to wash itself.
No. My wife's the same way. We get back from a trip, immediately she wants...
I think most women do. Trip,
that,
sure. Yeah.
But what did you do
at
the
as opposed to most men who put the suitcase there and they go, I got to get to that eventually.
And then 3 days later go, I should really unpack the laundry.
If the laundry actually starts to crawl away, then it's definitely time to wash it.
Oh, yeah. No. I can't. You actually, Pat, at one point, he blamed me for his underwear that he claimed was kind of wearing out because I washed it so quickly. He was only wearing the pairs on top, like the first three pairs, because it got it. I'm like, that's not really a problem. Like,
I'm sure he's thrilled right now.
Yeah, he's
Mary, stop talking.
Is he
about
still wearing the tighty whities?
He wears, he wears Tommy John's.
Oh, that's right. I saw him at the show. All right, so no, the Tommy John's are great. Listen, if you were a dude, you'd wear Tommy John's.
Wait, I'm sorry, you saw him at the show, and you guys just started talking about this?
No show.
But Mexico was amazing, and everyone should go to the Hyatt Ziva because it's a great resort.
And she gets nothing for that.
I don't.
A couple of follow-ups. Our friend Owen
Mann.
Oh, and
they make really good drinks. Dave, you would love it. They make
okay, that's...
Yeah.
I forgot. The bartending, usually sometimes it's suspect, but like we like to get tequila with a splash of Cointreau and a few lime wedges, and they did it right every time.
Nice.
And a little scotch.
Dave, you can't leave now.